It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than throwing a party and nobody brings a gift. Wah! You can join our chat room, Denpen. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den channel. Yeah, Facebook. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. I am your host, Davin Roseblood. I am joined by Pip Gillis.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. Nice to have you back in studio.
Thank you.
Don't infect.
Yeah, you know what? I am not infectious.
You know, well, Joe's not here. Joe will be Joe's stuck in traffic somewhere.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of like Bo and Luke Duke, just racing through traffic. You know, one, you know, driver, the other one looking out for cops. I don't know. You know, hopefully they don't get that good old boy, Joe.
Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing him in a little hot now.
Could happen.
You know, the Daisy Dukes?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah, totally.
I could see that happening. What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying.
You were you're saying that Joe was going to join us because he's stuck in traffic.
Yes.
But then we're here.
Oh, yes. So keep that in my mind. And I'm going to tell the folks what's on the show, and then we'll circle back to you being here.
Okay.
So on the show, School Fools and Diploma Denied Over Dancing. Yes, I know school just started. And I know graduation is a school year away. I get it. But we have, when we came up with this topic, School of Fools, I had no idea how stupid these schools were. And there's constant stuff. Remind me that I even have, my daughter had her first day of school, and I'll do a School of Fools with that too.
Oh, wow.
Remind me of that, yeah. So anyway, we'll talk. Tell you what hot betting is. I had no idea. I had never heard of this thing. And I must tell you, I kind of wish I never did.
Sounds like a hotbed of trouble.
But you know what? I am a very private person in a lot of ways, except when I expose myself to the kids coming off the school bus. But that's more of a show.
That's entertainment.
That's how I look at it. But yeah, so I don't know. Hot betting is
still in comedy, are we?
Well, comedy and cuffs. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. Also, I think this is going to be a good time. I wish we had more time for some of these topics tonight. Mm. This bride, the groom, they're getting married, and his family doesn't give gifts. And she made a registry and everything, and she is not having it.
She's pissed.
She is pissed. We'll do some scamming scammers with Elon Musk and a brand new scammer. And this time, fake Davin's going to find love.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like you guys are the albatross around fake Davin's neck.
How are we mucking up your love life?
You're just very down people.
Yes, well, that's true. And, you know, we're not exactly the luckiest, but maybe things are turning around.
Well, you know what I say, lucky in love, unlucky in scams. That's what I say. Okay, so.
Dropping your pen.
So you being here. Yeah, so it was weird because I knew you had the COVID. And you did your Instagram story. And thank you for not coming over with the scratchy throat. Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, you're a better human being than I am at this point.
Oh.
Because I've decided, and me and the wife just talked about this today, I decided I will not test. I'm just going to plow through at this point. I'm not interested in knowing. I'm going to plow through.
Really?
Yeah. She said, you have to let people know. I'm like, I can't afford to miss stuff. We've all been exposed. She's never had COVID. I think you're immune to it. I think her and my daughter are immune. It's like, no, well, when you had it, I was following you around with Lysol and everything. Yeah, but I'm not the only person. I mean, everybody was infected at one point.
We were being so careful, and I was so mad when I got it in November. I was so mad because I've been really cautious.
Wow, yeah. I mean, There's nothing you. But some people are immune. I think they're immune, or they're asymptomatic.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I got too much stuff going on. I'm flying out on Thursday morning, and then I got another tour, and I got the Bahamas coming up in December. It's like you know what? Feh. Which is completely the wrong attitude.
Yes.
But you got to figure out, most people are just walking around with it at this point. Walking COVID.
Well, I was going to the day program.
Sure, sure.
Thinking I had a cold.
Sure. I think there's part of you in the back of your head go, can't be COVID.
I didn't even consider COVID.
Because we're over it. Well, Joe and I did a whole segment on this last week.
I mean, I just had it in November.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it didn't feel like what I was expecting. It felt like a bad cold.
Do me tap your mic.
Yeah.
Tap it.
I'm tapping.
Okay. Yeah. You're just coming in low.
Is it me?
Yeah, talk closer.
All right.
Here's the thing. Because we're both in studio, I have us lower in the mix and Joe higher.
Yeah.
Because even though Joe's phone sounds way better than it used to,
yeah,
it's still lower than even you on your phone and us here. So.
Yeah. So, okay, is this better?
Yeah, that is better.
All right.
So that way when Joe jumps in, hopefully it'll sound nice.
All right. It'll sound nice.
That's what we're looking for, nice. Anyway, go on.
So, no, I just, it's weirdly, I guess I went into this fantasy world that, oh, we're done with this.
I think that's where we all are.
And I just felt like, boy, I have a terrible summer cold, but my throat is scratchy, and I'm just, you know, my post-nasal drip from hell, and it won't go away.
Walking COVID, baby.
I know.
But wait, you felt like crap for what, like 3 days, 2 days?
No, it was a week and plus.
I probably would have plowed through.
Yeah, I mean,
considering I had it really bad and I plowed through. I had the OG COVID when before anybody knew what the hell it was
in
March,
know,
when everything was shut down. I probably, because at this point I don't want to take a test. But what threw me was, so you called out and I was thankful. Just when you thought you had a scratchy throat, which again is something we never would have done before COVID.
Right.
Would have plowed through.
Right.
Eat some cough drops. Here we go.
Yeah.
So you got COVID. So then you put up your Instagram story and you're at the beach. I'm like, oh, Pip is doing better.
Yeah. Well, I was feeling okay. I was, by the time, I was over.
That was a Sunday.
Yeah. Because by that point, I went to a minute clinic on Friday right after work because I thought, if this is a sinus infection, I got to start taking antibiotics. And this just won't stop completely. Mm-hmm. And then when she tested me and I had COVID, I was like, son of a bitch. But I had already been sick that whole week. And so they're like, you know, you only have to be hidden behind doors for like 5 days. So I was like already at the end of my isolation period. So I think that was a Sunday.
Yeah, you were out on a Sunday.
Yeah. So there was a thing at Rockaway Beach. It was a surf music thing.
Were Jan and Dean there?
No, they were not.
That's unfortunate.
But we went. There's a band that we really like that we went to see them. And there were a couple of other bands and they were good. But I wasn't actually at the beach. I was next to the beach. I was on the boardwalk. I never got out to the beach. So I just like, you know, we had been looking forward to this for a long time. So I just toughed it out, you know.
Figured you were all right. Then I get the call Tuesday about an hour before the show.
Well, I think my you know, resistance is down. I got some stomach bug. Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, she's sick again.
Yeah. And, so, you know, it's like I felt like, oh, okay, I'm feeling better. And then in the afternoon, I'm like, nope. Definitely not better. Nope.
What time is that?
Oh, I had stayed home from work, and I...
You thought you were going to stay home from work and come here?
No, at least do the show.
Well, you didn't even tell me you weren't going to make it into the studio earlier.
No, I know. I was sleeping. Oh, and then
you're
always...
Even when you're healthy, you're sleeping.
I know.
You're
sleeping
your life away.
I am.
I don't sleep at all.
I know.
Last night I got eight hours.
I'm sleeping for you.
You are sleeping for me. Last night I got 8 hours. I'm asleep before 10 o'clock, though. Like 9:30. Out. Good night. Grandpa needs to go to bed.
Oh, my gosh. The sun's been down for an hour or two.
I don't have time for the 11 o'clock news. I watch the 5 o'clock news when I have me some dinner.
Screw that Johnny Carson. I can't stay up for that crap.
It's late show. Why isn't there an early show or an earlier than this show?
Even earlier than that. That's the one that's my speed. No,
I am asleep, by like 9:30. Mm. And I've said it before. I'm one of those. It's like, all right, I'm done. Good night.
Yeah.
It's like roll over. Good night. But I'm up by like 2 or 3.
Oh, no.
I'm up by 2 or 3. Just, you know, looking on the phone, reading the New York Post sports section, looking at emails, responding to people, you know, texting with people, you know.
So. Well, I should probably talk to you when I get up in the middle of the night for my pee break.
Sometimes I see a little green circle on.
Yeah, I take a diuretic, so in the middle of the night I'm like, son of a bitch.
A diuretic with coffee?
Yeah.
Why don't you just strap the commode to your rear?
Well, you know, that was part of the problem last week, so sorry, kids. I'm sorry that I had to bail, but you're happy because I had nothing good to say. Okay. There was nothing good going to happen.
Joe and I held it down. You know what it's like when I do the show with just Joe at this point?
No.
It's like hooking up with an ex-girlfriend for the night. It's like it's familiar, but we're out of practice.
What? You two?
Because Joe and I, because right now, like, this happens every week.
Right.
You and I always do part of the show.
Yeah.
Together. Joe and I never do
the show without me.
Without you. Without you, Miss Pippi. Pippi.
You poor bastards.
So, I mean, it's good, but it's not, in my head, I think it's still okay, but in my head, it's not as smooth because Joe and I don't have that practice.
Weird. I would think that it would be like just sitting back in the car.
Well, that's different too. I mean, I don't see him as much as I used to see him.
Right. You guys used to travel a lot more together.
I mean, you know, Joe and I still do some road trip. Like, for instance, next February, Joe is going to be joining me for the second week of a tour I am doing. But
nice.
I will not be traveling out with Joe. I will already be out there. I might travel home with Joe. Mm-hmm. But we used to do like several of those tours a year where, you know, you're in the car for 8, 10, 11, 12 hours. Now, if we're together, it's only for a couple hours. It's just a different thing. But we used to spit ideas for the radio show off of each other. You know, used to really talk about improving things. We don't do that now because this is as good as it's going to get.
This is the cherry on top, man.
Yeah. But it's fine. It's like, oh, because Joe and I have done it without you and a third.
Right.
But we very rarely do it just the two of us.
I had not thought about that.
I mean, it's just different. The dynamics are different. Now, certainly the three of us have our own dynamic together.
Yeah.
But you and I also have a dynamic because it used to be a lot more. We used to have to do a lot more show together. Like, tonight's out of the ordinary. Usually Joe joins us 10, 15, 20 minutes in.
Right.
But you and I used to do an hour.
An hour by ourselves.
With really no content. I know. Much like right now.
That's what the audience said, too. With no content. Well, you know, that is in the eye of the beholder or in the ear of the listener. I don't know.
I got multiple... Not districts.
Scammers?
Yes. Yeah. Checking in.
Oh.
I'm only responding to one of them.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I got to respond to the other one, too, but I'm in the middle of doing this. It's hard. It's hard.
I know. It must be. Yes. Juggling all those balls in the air.
It is. One of them I'm enjoying. The other one I've been with longer, but I'm giving that one the, you don't know how. Is that how it goes?
I don't know what you're saying.
You don't know how I feel? You don't. Oh, you. If you don't know me by now. Anyway, all right. I won't sing.
Here's if you don't know me by now.
Yeah, like that.
Will never ever ever know me.
Yeah. That wasn't bad. So it's like, she's not giving that fake Davin the attention that he requires.
Yes, because he's a needy bitch sometimes.
Fake Davin is a very needy bitch. Unlike real Davin, who's fine left to his own devices as long as you give him a chew toy.
Yeah, the loner, you know. Where's my Kong?
Yeah. Well, he's in the car.
he's in the car.
My Kong is in the car right now, efforting to be here.
Is he cock full of peanut butter, though? I still wonder.
I don't know. I guess you can lick them and see if you stick. If you stick to the
Oh no, I did that, and people have watched that a few too many times.
Yeah, they've actually that was actually very well viewed.
That's really demented. I can't believe that.
She just asked me if the show started.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which means she's not listening, which is good.
Which is good.
You know what amazes me about these scammers? Because I don't post the scammer clips on Instagram, but I do post all the promo for the show.
Yeah.
And they like the little things. And I hashtag scamming, scammer, scam, romance, scam.
Yeah.
Not a one has ever caught on to that.
They don't even care.
No, they don't care.
They don't even care to look because they're just like surface level interested. You know?
No. I feel like they're invested. Or at least they'd like me to be invested financially.
You know, it's just this is just reminding me of when I was in community theater and we did Best Little Horror House in Texas. And so there was this one scene where all you could do is hear kind of bits and pieces of the goings on in the various rooms in the bordello. Mm-hmm. And one guy goes, "Who's your daddy?" And the lady he's with goes, you are. And that's kind of how these scammers start to feel about Fake Davenant and their other people. You are.
So this one is so sexual. I don't even know if we could even do it. It's just constant. I don't even know if we could. I just, like, I made this one like a sex addict version of me.
Right.
I've tried it one before and it hasn't really stuck, but I tried this. And this one is down. I don't even, I'm like at the point, I don't even know if this is, I can, you know.
I can't even say these things.
I mean, it's, you know, it gets a little repetitive. I mean, I know how much you like it and everything.
Yeah, but
I mean, now there are aspects of it. It's like, cause I'm still writing for the show and I'm still like doing things for the show. But then I'm like, ugh. I don't know if this carries a segment.
But you know what? But sometimes you try with the sexy talk, and as much as they're trying to be like a romance scammer, they're not down. They
this
don't
one's down.
Know how, and this one is ready. Ready to rumble.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Love this one.
Love
this one.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing this someday, as much as we can.
Well, it's I don't know. We'll see.
And maybe we need a sound. Every time something has said that we can't say.
Well, I mean, it's just that's almost all it is.
It would just be like,
you know what it's like?
Beep.
You know what it's like? It's like, and you remember this, and I remember when you first start seeing somebody, mm-hmm. and it goes to that level.
Mm-hmm.
But except in real life, like that's all you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's like that, but throw in gift cards.
What, you don't?
Well, I do. I give them a gift card on the way out in real life. No, here, take a Steam card. What's a Steam card? I don't know, but I hear they're popular.
Well, if gift card sounds like an interesting take, because I've just used those, you know, as deli tickets.
Yeah. the deli annoyed me. The DMV annoyed me today, but yeah. Because that reminded me of taking a ticket.
A ticket? Yeah. Oh.
So I'm like writing this stuff, and I'm like, I don't even know. What am I doing at this point? And I enjoy talking to them. But I know it won't last long because I know there's only so much you could put up with the antics and not get the payoff.
Right. Oh,
but then again, we've seen them put up with a lot of antics.
A lot. Yeah, no, that's the part where I fell down. I was trying to, you know, you get those, the scam where they text you something like, oh, well, I'll see you later tonight. And so then if you answer them and say wrong number,
right,
they're like, oh, thank you, you're so nice, and I'm sorry to bother you. And you're like, no problem. And they're like, thanks for being so great about it and everything. And if you're like, really, no problem, then they'll go, you seem like a nice person, you want to befriend me?
No.
I had that happen, and I'm like, oh, for God's sake, how desperate. But I know that that's probably leading to something, but you know what? I don't have Fake Davin's je ne sais quoi. I have no idea.
With some of them, I just won't be in the mood. I've got to listen. Like a lot of the cryptocurrency ones, I got to listen. I'm not switching to WhatsApp, and I'm not interested in cryptocurrency. So I'm going to save us some both time. And then the smart ones will drop me like a hot potato.
Right.
But then if they want to continue, like, okay. I tried to save us both some time.
But here we go.
Here we go. I'm telling him, like, you caught me in a good mood. Here's the thing. This is, you know, we shouldn't do this. Oh, but have you done it? Okay. Okay. You should have taken the hint. I'm telling you no, but you want to proceed? Fine. I will clear the schedule.
I know. I saw one of those people go, you know, nonsense to my text, and I just said wrong number. And then when they came back with the, oh, you know, all obsequiousness, and oh, I was like, oh, I know what you're going to do. So I just said, yeah, no problem. And then usually then they come back with, you know, some other nonsense that you're supposed to respond to, but they didn't even try again because I was just like, yeah, no problem, whatever. And I wasn't jumping into it, like trying to be like, oh, no problem whatsoever. Then you're too friendly and they go, ah, and they try to get you some more, but I'm not interested. I guess it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I actually blocked my first person, my first scammer on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, because they friend requested me, and for some reason I accepted them because they might have known. I'm like, all right, they don't have a ton of comics. Maybe this is a fan. I'll accept. Yeah. So then they like, oh, you want to make money or something, or you have Cash App? And I'm like, no, whatever. And then they requested me again. Not requesting me again. They messaged me again like a couple weeks later. Oh, I lost my Facebook password. And Facebook says I should message a close friend and have it sent to them. Will you help me? I go, listen, I'm going to save us a bunch. First of all, no. And I'm going to save us both a bunch of time. Block. Because I don't entertain them anymore on Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram is my vehicle of choice.
That's where you get the best ones.
Right now, currently. So there's this one that's, you know, very enjoyable to talk to. And then there's another one that I've been with for quite some time. And I don't know why she's still with me. But this one I call Lucy. That's not her name. Okay. But she's got...
Oh. Oh, she hung up on you. Bad Lucy.
Yes, I guess Joe will text me. this one, it comes up with every scam in the book to try to get money. Like, Lucy, like, you know how Lucy has to have all these schemes to get on Ricky's show? That's this one with getting money out of me. Every scam in the book she's coming at me with.
I want to be in the show. Wah!
Yeah. So.
I want to get into your wallet. Wah!
I want gift cards. Well, I actually have videos of gift cards. On my phone right now.
Videos of gift cards?
Yes, because she asked for specific gift cards. Oh. And of course, I'm not going to get them.
Right, but you could take pictures of them.
Of the ones that aren't there. Let's see. What's Lucy say? I don't want you to feel the burden of what I'm going through.
Oh.
I'm going to be like...
You're supposed to feel the burden, then. Well, you know, there's...
So you ignore me? Completely? There you go. That's a good response.
Oh, you guys are having a tiff?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, she wants me to still be in love with her. But fake Davin's moving on.
He's had it.
Yes.
You know, there's only so much time that you can put in to certain relationships. And then you got to fish or cut bait.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have gotten some of them that go for such a long time. It's really hilarious.
Yes. And, like, that's another thing. I'm starting to run out of, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm not coming up with, like, funniness. Like, these are too serious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, but those are good, too. But it's like, you know, in the past, I've been a ghost hunter and whatnot. And
so, right.
It's like, you know, I feel Elon is some of my best work.
I don't know.
You don't think my dealings with Elon?
Oh, no, they're funny. But I think that when you were the porn writer...
Yeah, but I can't do that every time.
No,
I guess
no.
I could go back to it. It's been like 10 years. I guess I could.
Yeah, you can recycle them after.
That's what
10
it is.
Years.
Like I don't. It's is like I don't want to. I don't want to recycle bits.
Why don't you be an undertaker?
Ooh, I could do that.
Yeah, because you could be like quite the creep.
Oh yeah, maybe I will next time. I like that.
There you go.
The comic undertaker. I could do that. That's a possibility. That's not a bad idea. So we went to the. Cue this up. So we went to the DMV today.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's not as bad as it used to be. You can make appointments and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, but it was in the government building, so you have to go through a metal detector, which I had not anticipated.
Oh, that's...
It wasn't before. I'm like, who the hell is bringing weapons into the DMV? Then again.
A lot of people would try.
So we had an appointment, so we have to wait online at one gate. And then they make sure you have all your paperwork.
Yeah.
And then you sit down, and then you get called to another gate, which frustrated me. Now, it went better than it had to go, but I said to my wife, I go, this is like going to the deli. And before you get your ticket, do you really want bologna? Do you really want roast beef? you're having a party. You're making sandwiches. Okay, then go in that line over there, and somebody will call you up to take your order. Like, what is this?
No, you know what though?
It's probably better.
Oh, much better. Because when I moved to New York, I had to start all over again with DMV shenanigans. And so, you know, it's kind of like the Chinese menu. You have to have one proof from column A and two proofs from column B or whatever. And you have to have all your stuff together. And they are not taking substitutions.
No, they're not.
Not at all. So if you have to have your utility bills and everything lined up, ready to go. So I brought everything with me. And the guy in front of me was getting his stuff out. And I was like, we're just chatting because it was a really long line. And I'm like, but you don't have X, whatever the thing was he was missing. And he's like,
formerly known as Twitter.
He's like, I don't think that matters. And I'm like, oh. And then when he got up to the front after a really long wait and the woman's like, you don't have X. I was just like canning the I told you so vibe off of myself.
I told you so.
Because he's a stranger to me. But he had a complete meltdown that she was not going to budge. And it's like, they tell you what you need, and you knew way back there because they told you. So I think that it is actually a good idea that they vet people with that line so that you don't get up to the front and everybody's waiting and this idiot is going, oh, I didn't know that I needed a who. You know, it's kind of good.
So I got myself a used stink from the DMV, but not at the DMV.
Oh.
Ooh, stink!
Still gets you every time.
I don't know why. It's the delivery that's great.
It's excellent delivery. So what was today, like 90 degrees?
Oh, it was... Everyone stank! It was 90.
Yeah, so we're leaving the DMV. Rip, rip,
rip, rip. Oh, no.
What is that? Is that a dog?
In a car. No.
Yes. Little dog. In a Range Rover. So they got money.
Yeah.
Or they... Well, the Range Rover is kind of dirty. Maybe they had money. Or they bought it used or something. But, like, I've never seen this before. Like, I thought the window was cracked, but they cracked it not so air could come in, but just to give the appearance of it being cracked. You know, like, where you go, like, just right to the rubber?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking... Like, I've never seen this before.
Oh, my God. That poor dog. It must have been well over 100.
I mean,
car.
This was in the morning, so this is around 9:30.
Okay, still hot. It was very hot this morning.
So I go in, and I tell the security.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gave him the license plate number. I took the picture of the license plate. And your wife's like, don't mention license plate number on the show. I'm like, not going to mention the license plate number on the show. But so I guess they're going to do something. I'm like, should we wait here? And she's like, we told them, you know, we told them the car. We gave them the license plate number. We told them where the car is. So I guess I don't know if they make an announcement in the whole government building or I would think if that person does not come back quickly, fairly quickly, that window will be smashed.
Yep.
And they will be issued a fine of some sort.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's what that person is to look forward to. I'm hoping. I mean, they have to do something if I tell them, right?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, could I have smashed the window? I was tempted.
Well, I don't know if you're allowed to or not, but I would have.
So I did wrong. I should have smashed the window.
No, I'm not saying that. No, you. I mean, you have to do what you feel comfortable doing. But I'm a lunatic, and I would smash the window. It's 90 degrees, and you've got. And you didn't crack the window for this little dog? Yeah, it heats up so quickly.
Who does that?
This dog is roasting. I mean, he's cooking in his own juices in there. You just can't do that unless you have like little potatoes and carrots next to him. Come on.
So I'm hoping security, because there's cops there.
Yeah, no,
because it's a government building. So they, I mean, I know that's not their job, but I'm thinking they got to do something.
Yeah.
If not, to call the town, they got to do something. Like, I was a little disappointed they didn't follow me out.
Right. I would have been, too. I would have been like, come on. Come on, gang. Let's go save the little dog. You know? Yeah. But I think that there's... I think if you wait long enough or you can see that the dog is in distress, I think you're allowed to break the window. And I mean, I had taken my
baseball bats out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I would have had to break it with my elbow when that would have smarted.
That would have hurt. But I don't know what I would have used. Like, look around. Is there a big rock?
There's a bigger dog. I'll smash the window with a bigger dog.
Come here, you. You look you look like you have a sturdy snout.
Come here, Pity. Let's use that thick cranium of yours to help this little dog that you would eat as a
woof.
Snack.
Yeah, really. Oh, that would be fun.
You rescue the dog just to be eaten?
Yeah.
Why let it go to waste?
Oops.
It was already cooking.
It smelled delicious.
So, yeah, that person stinks. Can you imagine, though? I'm going to go to a government building where people are in and out of, and I know there's going to be police.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know there was going to be police, but I'm guessing other people knew there was going to be police. Like, once you get through the metal detector, once you go to the metal detector, go, oh, huh. Better have all my things, everything checked off, including leaving the... Why do you have to take the dog out? Another one. So I'm in Sam's Club the other day.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday.
Braggart.
Yeah.
You got into the club?
All that radio money. So I'm walking, and I'm like, whoa. Why was I like, whoa? Because there was like an ankle-sized dog that I almost stepped on.
Oh, damn.
Why are you... First of all, that dog doesn't belong in here.
No.
The only thing that dog is supporting is a Smurf. I mean, really. I mean, the dog cannot be a support animal.
I don't understand why people, unless, like some pet food places.
This isn't a pet food place.
I know. They'll let
Yeah, but they also have grooming in there. Yeah. And they also have veterinary care in there. And they also have training in there.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's
And it's
why.
A pet store.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they're not people walking around with like a month of supplies and huge shopping carts, mowing down the aisles, you know, trying to get as much frozen goods and toilet paper,
industrial drum-sized plum tomatoes.
Yeah,
in a way.
It's like, what do you bring? This dog almost is going to get stepped on.
Yeah.
If you have to bring this dog in here, which you don't,
nope.
Put it in your purse. Carry the dog.
Yes.
Don't be walking the dog ahead of you. This dog is... How is this dog not going to get stepped on?
No, absolutely would. No, like, no. That's not a good place for a tiny little dog. Or even a big dog.
No.
I don't understand why they're there.
I almost stepped on the thing. And then what? I'm the jerk. No, I'm not the jerk. You brought the dog in.
Yeah, no. If you have a purse-sized dog, put it in your purse.
Yeah, and I've seen your purse. It's not even a purse size.
I have a purse size for a dog. I just don't have, you know,
a
dog.
I just have a Doberman.
I just have Doberman size crap in my purse, not Doberman.
Are we anywhere on the cat front? Have we?
Well, you know, I'm of two minds. You know,
usually there's more.
Yeah,
and that comes from your mother's side.
Yeah. Hello? Sorry, I have to stop and have a conversation now. I think that's what's going on with Mitch McConnell, by the way. He's just listening to the voices more intently than usual. They're very distracting. What is that?
Can I just tell you? Can I just tell you if that was Biden?
Oh, God, we'd never hear the end.
No.
Never hear the end.
But yeah, I mean, listen. The congressional doctor checked out Mitch.
He said he's fine.
They say he's fine. They say it's from the concussion. Either way, it's a problem.
Yeah,
and then they'll talk to him later, and he's completely with it. But you can't have the majority leader. You can't have the majority leader tuning out like that.
He just there's a break in the matrix all of a sudden.
So anyway, and cats.
Anyway, cats. Well, you know, I. I really do want to have cats again, and I...
Well, you're a cat lady.
Yeah. Of course we do. But we've kind of always had this thing where the cats come to us. Like, we just kind of, like, stumble into cats.
Some people stumble into money.
we stumble into cats. You know, like, you know, they would just show up at my workplace you know, somebody would, like, have a cat.
So you're waiting to stumble into a cat.
Well, we're kind of waiting for the universe. There's, I've seen on the internet that they talk about the universal cat disbursement plan, you know?
I was unaware.
And, yeah, I might be...
Maybe you've gotten your allotment, according to the universe.
I know, right? They're like, enough for you. Yeah. We see what you do.
You've ripped through these cats. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't think that we've had our full allotment. But we're just waiting for the universal disbursement plan to decide it's time for us to get one. They just kind of show up, or somebody all of a sudden... has a surplus of cats.
Well, how long are you
going to
wait?
Not that long.
No, then you go to the pound and get yourself a cat. Or go probably to the parkway where Joe finds his.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll go get that one. I don't know.
I told Joe to get a cat, by the way. Let the record state. I told Joe to get a cat.
Yes. Well.
I guess.
Yeah.
I need to be more precise in my language.
Maybe.
Go on.
I definitely need a cat. No, I you know what I envision is two bonded cats that somebody, you know,
two bonded cats?
Yeah. Well,
what are they, like Siamese twins?
I don't mean that they need to be like surgically removed from one another.
Two cats stitched together. This is my dream. No, I used to have that joke. It was a terrible joke. But it could be a punishment joke, which I like.
Oh,
yeah. I went to the pound, and there was two cats, and they were attached by the tail. They were attached.
For real?
It was the tail of two kitties. I've brought that one to the stage on occasion. I wonder how Joe would grade it. I wonder if Joe would give it an A or an F. Who knows?
I don't know.
But it actually gets laughs. But I got to remember that when an audience annoys me.
Yeah. Mm. But that's funny. It is funny.
So you got these bonded cats.
Well, you know, I just kind of envisioned, you know, some old lady dies and her two cats that love each other are now abandoned in the world. And
so you're going to kill a bitch. That's what I'm hearing. I'm taking your cats. Because sometimes people will cut out, like, oh, this is horrible, but they'll see a pregnant woman and they can't have their own kid, and they will cut they'll murder the woman and take the baby.
So, do you think I'm gonna go around slaughtering cat ladies to get theirs?
Not that you would admit here.
No, I'm not stealing other cat ladies. They've got their allotment.
No, I see. You
want my own.
I think, you know what? You got 18. What's three or four off the top?
Oh, my God. I can't even believe that we're down to none.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I can't believe it.
It's crazy.
We had seven at one point.
Wow. So,
yeah. At once.
It's a lot.
It was a lot. Well,
it's too much.
It was. We decided that our upper level of cats should be six.
That's a lot.
I don't.
How big is your house?
It's big enough to support that. As far as everybody,
you
got to
remember
a lot of your
house is filled with stuff.
Yeah, but they're still, the cats have their own places.
I've still never seen this house.
No,
never seen this house.
No, it would be terrifying to you.
Why?
It would bring up trauma. Trust me.
Really, it's that bad.
Yeah.
So don't you worry that you'll lose a cat.
No.
Wait, like, maybe you still have seven. You just don't know where they are.
They're under piles.
Do I need to come there with security?
No.
I'll bring my baseball bat. I'll knock shit over.
Break glass. Save cat. No.
Six is too much.
Well, I'm not going and getting six.
Yeah,
I mean,
but they'll multiply like gremlins.
It happened like potato chips. You know, I had the one. And then, you know, I accumulated, all of a sudden I had four, and I was like, oh, dear God. And Mr. Helix was living in an area where there were a lot of stray cats.
Oh, there's Joe. Let's call Joe.
Okay.
I'm listening. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Well, two of the cats chose Mr. Helix. That's kind of how we do it. And so then we had six. You got him?
I'm waiting for him.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep.
Hello, yay. Joe. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Can okay. you hear us?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Joe.
We're just talking about how Pip is out of cats, and I had told you to get a cat, and apparently I was not clear in my language, but.
I have a look at his face.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Let me explain tonight. The cat was over by the day program.
As cats are wont to do. You've told me about cats in the day program before.
Yes. And I asked her, I go, I'm not going to gallivant. If you want to go, the cat wanted to go to this mic.
Hold on. You have a talking cat that does comedy?
Talking cat.
That's amazing.
So I go, all right, you got to meet me by the day program. And I'll get, I go, but listen to me. I know where this place is. It's 2 seconds off the expressway. If it wasn't, you're on your own. All right. So we get in the expressway. And you ever notice when you're on the road and you see people jumping the divider or jumping the green to get off the road?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I'm like, uh-oh, Sheriff, this don't look good. Well, I go on ways. There's three accidents on the expressway. I was telling Davin, I go, it's like following Vin Diesel home. And we're sitting there, and I'm like, we're not gonna make it.
Yet. We're not gonna make it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I call. So I just want you guys to know that it's not like, well, I'll get on the show when I can get on the show. This isn't 11 years ago. You know, the show is the show. I didn't send the HVAC van on fire.
You know? so you drop.
Probably yell at that guy.
You drop the cat off.
Yeah, I dropped the cat off.
Yeah, the cat is free to roam and rub up and get attention from other generous people.
You know, yes. He abandoned that cat.
He abandoned that cat. Trust me, that cat is coming around again. That's the thing about a stray. If you give it attention, they keep on coming around. We give them kindness and treats. That's the thing about stray cats.
Well, that's how I intend to get my own.
Yes. Well, Joe has tips for you now.
Joe, are you going to go and get that dumpster kitty that's on your way to that... club that you do?
Oh, on the way down, Uncle Vinny. I'm working down there next week and the week after. So the kitty's name is Hazlitt. I named it Hazlitt.
Right.
And yeah, that reminds me. I might bring her some canned food and see if I could feed Hazlitt. But Hazlitt lives by her own rules. I mean, you know, I was down there one night, and she goes under the fence. She's got her own agenda to do. So, you know, Hazlitt's getting by.
All right.
That's the thing about Joe's cats. They're wild cats.
To tell.
I'll tell you what, from a man who had no cats, he seems like he's accumulating cats, this Joe Curry.
It happens.
Joe is turning into a cat lady. And by the way, there will be two cats that have seen the beach house not near the beach that I have not.
Oh.
I have these two co-hosts who I've known forever, and I welcome them in my house all the time, and everybody but me has been to their house. This one just lets strays in.
Nobody gets in my house. Strays. Nobody gets in my house.
Nobody gets in your house?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? But like when you get like invited someplace, don't you feel like you have to reciprocate?
I do.
Or you do that, we'll take you out to dinner.
No, well, you know, I'm pretty open about, yeah, my place is a dump. We'll take you out someplace.
What about the eating outside? Can we eat outside the house?
Oh, God, no.
Really?
No. Because eventually you're going to have to pee. And this is not going to work.
I am familiar with things being stored in the bathroom. It seems like a perfect place to put things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what it is? When I grew up, my mom never had anybody over, and I just thought that was normal. When I got married, I was always busy. Joanne had her family over, and when I got here, I'm just alone, so I never really have anybody over. And you know what? My house is so small. I had my a couple of years ago, my my brother, my nephew and his girlfriend were heading back from the east end of the island. They were stopping by to see the house. There's no room to put anybody in my house. It was, you know, you have four people, and I'm trying to find chairs. I only got chairs for three people. One person's got to walk around. It was kind of, you know, it was embarrassing. But, yeah, my house is a small house. My other house.
I'm not looking to set up shop there, Joe. I'm not looking to have a wing dedicated in my honor.
Now, why not?
Now, when you came down, when you did that gig for me 2 years ago.
Here's the excuse. Two years ago.
I didn't invite you over because the thing about it is I had a new PA, and I didn't have a chance to walk into the room where they're doing it. So I brought everything I had, and I had to make sure it worked. I had to make sure it was, you know, there was no problems. So I just wanted to head to the gig early, get there, make sure everything is working, and that's why I didn't have you over.
All right. That's fine. Just saying.
Yeah.
House was decorated on my time. My time! The gay dolphin. The slutty porpoise. My time.
What?
Oh, have you and the new cat gone shopping for decor?
No.
Oh, please, I want a film crew for that.
No. Don't worry, Dave. I talked to the cat.
Well, Joe talks to cats.
It will stay feral. But
was there a tail ID?
He just... Yeah. Whose tail is that? That's Joe's tail.
But... Pip, I'll tell you a story about the gay dolphin. When we're down at the gay dolphin, it's a
tchotchke story. You would love it.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's a store that shows all tchotchkes. And
what?
And I'm decorating the house, you know, for a seafaring mode. And we're in this place for about an hour. And Dad was like, "Can we go?" I go, "No, I just want to look at some more stuff, you know."
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake. So I buy a wall plate for my bathroom that has like a seashore scene on it.
Yeah.
And I am positive that it is a single switch light switch plate.
Oh.
I get back to Long Island, it is not. And I'm like, well, what do I do now? I go, I wish I could get a double plate. When am I ever going to chance? My coworker at the day program is going to Myrtle Beach. And I go, are you going to have a free time? Yeah, why? I go, all right, there's a place called the Gay Dolphin. Are you going to be by the boardwalk? Yeah, why? All right, this is what you're going to do. There's a place called the Gay Dolphin. You gotta pick me up a double wall switch. Are you kidding me? I go, look, you're right. I go, I can tell you exactly where it is. You go through the door by the side of the dock, and you go in. You go by the counter. The thing is on the right hand of the counter. It's right there. Oh, he got it. It's on the wall.
Wow.
He can remember where the light switch is in the Gay Dolphin. He can't remember to read my damn script.
I know. But that's crazy.
It was maddening going shopping with him. He was looking at bottles with sand in it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'll make you a bottle with sand. Let's go.
But you didn't tell me that. I would have told you. Now, if you get the little ropey thing around it with an anchor, then you got a deal. But I think I asked. I don't
there was going to be a ropey thing around your neck. And there would have been an anchor attached, and I would have thrown you at the sea, and you could have gotten all the seafaring merch you wanted.
Yeah.
I drove one of my gay friends completely bonkers one day.
You drove him straight.
Straight into Looney Tune land. I insisted on going and getting just the right comforter, but I needed somebody to come with me and help me decide, and I just couldn't find the right thing. I dragged him all over the place, and he was like... And then we ended up going back to the first store and one of the first comforters we looked at. And he's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's the difference between a man and a woman right there. A man's like, oh, this is nice. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, a woman's like, this is nice, but is it the nicest? Yes. Yes, it's the nicest. You will never find anything nicer. If we leave now, you'll be sure that it's the nicest. No, because there could be something at this one other store that's nice. It's not. This is God telling you this is the nice. Yeah, let's just go to another couple of stores. Why do we have to go to another couple of stores? You like this one. You were drawn to this one. You picked it. Yeah.
But it's not the perfect one. I mean, it's nice enough. I like it, but I don't love it.
Love it. Love it. It loves you. God wants you to have this comforter. Has the right thread crown. Has the colors you talked about. You thought it was soft and comfortable. Why do we have to keep on looking? Let's go. There's other things to do.
Because it has to look just so. Look, I drink, I curse, you know, I drink whiskey. However, I was raised by two women, okay? And women that were, you know.
You sound like the cowboy from The Village People.
Yeah, and love fashion and stuff like that. So even in that, when I went to get my summer tablecloth for my kitchen, and I was going back and forth between Hobby Lobby and the Christmas tree store.
I'll tell you what, both stores are known for the couture. You really shop well, my friend.
He's looking for tablecloth.
So I had to find the table pads that would look, and I couldn't find anything. And finally, I went back and I found the table pads of mine. Because you know what? I can't look at it, and if it doesn't look the way I want, it's going to drive me up the wall.
You look in the mirror every day. You can't be happy with what you see. You adapt.
I could turn away.
You could do the same thing with a tablecloth.
I'm not eating dinner on the mirror. I don't. I just sit there.
Well, if you were a coke addict, you might.
Yeah, but still, you know, it still bugs the hell out of me that my driveway still could use some work by the curb, and the stupid HOA can't give me a straight answer. You know, I want everything to look just so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with wanting your place to look nice. And just
there is when you drag me into it.
Yes, apparently that's really
that's where it goes horribly wrong.
You know what? He dragged his workmate into it to get him the right light switch. I've done the same thing, Joe. I could swear that I knew how many switches are someplace, and I get home and I'm like, son of a bitch.
Well, I pre-qualified my Antonio. You're going to be in a boardwalk with the kid. Yeah, are you going to be walking the boardwalk? Yeah, well, me and my wife think we'll be walking. All right, good. This is what you're going to do. And I go, I could tell you exactly where it is. I know exactly where the damn thing is. You know?
Yeah. No, you know what? You gave them a mission. That's fun. Yeah.
Yes, because that's what people want when they're with their wife on a vacation. A mission from stupid. From Captain Commode over there.
Captain Commode.
I think he, let me tell you something. He doesn't pull punches on me either. So I think he told me essentially the same thing. And I'm like, it'll take you 2 seconds to get. Come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, but it's taking time out of his vacation because you're a moron.
Let me tell you something. The store is a great place to browse when you're on vacation. You're going in.
Yes, if you're browsing for a divorce, it's the perfect place to browse on vacation.
You're going in there anyway.
Ugh.
It's not like going to third floor. I know exactly where it is.
It's a terrible store.
He didn't send him to a terrible place. What city is this in?
Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay.
Myrtle Beach, right on the boardwalk.
Terrible.
I've never been.
Yeah. My girlfriend asked me if she's distracting me. I said, you are, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I like this
Tell
one.
Her you're in the middle of your show.
Because I know it's going to go horribly wrong in a few days.
Oh.
That's the thing about these relationships. I know what's coming. Unlike real
they
relationships. Although some of those I know what's coming too, but.
Yeah, no, you can feel the writing. You can feel.
So my daughter started school today, her senior year.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Soon the house is going to be empty.
Oh,
kind of starts hitting you. It's like, wow, the countdown's now that we bought this big house, and that's what you know. I thought adult when we're buying
that's
this
what
house.
I told you back when.
I know, I know, but everybody really likes the house.
Yeah,
like one of the wife's friends flew in from Arizona, needed a place to crash, and you know, gets the whole tour. You know, mm-hmm. Says nice things. That's what we're all living for. That's why we're 100K into fixing it up debt. That's why, just to get the wow. That's really nice. That's what we're living for. Oh wow, it's like likes on social media. That's really all we're living for. Other people's approval.
We all just want the likes.
Yes, that's all we like. There's not, you know, whatever. All right. So she's gonna be leaving. I've run out of steam.
Well, you know,
the battery ran out on
it's
me.
Like, well, I mean, but the thing is that you guys still have, you know, gas in the tank. So it's not like you're some couples when their kids leave, they're like. But I loathe you.
No,
and now
no.
We're alone. You know,
no.
I mean, so that would be a.
But
situation.
I don't know what we're going to talk about.
You'll find stuff.
I don't know.
About.
I don't know. It's hard to do this for 3 hours. But you know what? Maybe I'll look at the post. And I'll give her topics.
You know, with what was going on. I mean, you know, you had the other. I know that you know she wanted an office, And, you know, you want to find a place where you have an office, but it's like, wow, it's you know, your only daughter, she's going to be going, you know, going away to college. She's going to be away for 4 years. Maybe she'll move, you know, is she decided if she's going away or she's going to live home and go to college?
Oh, she's going to go away, but I think she's looking at like 2 to 5 hours away. I think that's what she's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But still, and then if she comes home, now what it is, you know, a lot of people in her group, when she comes back from college, she might need a place to stay and, you know, stay home for, you know, for some years.
Yes, but it's the interim. It's the interim in between that. It's like I was joking, but I think I might have to give her some topics. I'll have to give my wife daily prep the way I give a show prep.
You know, there are some.
I don't make conversation. That's yeah. funny.
there are games where there are topics on cards so that, you know, people can have conversations. Maybe you need to keep that on the kitchen table.
I'm just afraid she'll bristle when I ask her to write a blog.
I could just see what it's going to be like at your house when your daughter goes away to college. Good evening. Welcome to Davin's House. Davin's House, where the conversation has to keep going. Today on Davin's House, we're going to talk about where the new rose bush is going. If the pool's leaking. Yeah. My daughter's car.
I've talked about worse on this show.
Oh, yeah. We have, too. Whenever Joe and I are left to our own devices, we devolve into lawnmower talk.
Which is why that doesn't happen anymore.
I know. Yeah. You can't leave us alone.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I was telling – I thought you were on the phone the whole time. You weren't on the phone the whole time.
I was on – you know, also, I just want to say something else. When I call in early, if I'm not home already, we do have a small problem where if I turn on to the last street before my development, there is a point where the phone drops.
Ah.
That's what happened. Now, I was listening to the show for a little bit. So if you talk – let me know what you were talking about. I probably was in on it.
Yeah. Well, at one point, I felt like we were doing the show for you.
Yeah.
And the cat.
A little bit.
And the cat.
And the cat.
And the cat.
And the cat.
But see, like, Mr. Helix lived in that area where the stray cats were, and two of them came and, like, basically, one of them basically, like, knocked on his door and was like, let me in. And, yeah, and the other one just, like, came galloping across the yard and was, like, super friendly. And it's like, the universe needs to bring us cats.
Yeah, I think you need to bring your ass to the pound. Or hang out with Joe.
Maybe. Joe finds cats.
Joe finds cats wherever he goes. Sometimes he hits it off with the cat like Hazlitt. Sometimes he doesn't. But Joe always gets the cat in the end.
Yes.
That's the thing about Joe.
It's a lesson to be learned, yeah.
Joe's the cat whisperer. Sometimes he's the cat yeller.
We sit at the feet of the master.
He is the master. Sometimes he yells at the cat, go, you have no business being a cat. You're using the litter box all wrong. But then eventually Joe makes nice with the cat. And sometimes the cat's like Hazlitt. And, you know, Joe hits it off with the cat. You never know with Joe. But anyway you slice it, Joe gets his cat.
Yeah. And then sometimes the cat will tell you you talk too much. So, you know, that could happen too.
Oh, you talk too much?
Yeah.
You talk too much.
I have never thought of Joe as unless he's high or drunk, which is possible. But I've been with Joe when he's drunk. He doesn't talk too much.
No,
I don't talk at all.
No, he stares. Yeah. He stares and drools, and I have to go, it's not happening, stupid.
You just have to wipe him up.
Yeah, it's like can we go? The five's not interested. Let's leave. But no, Joe, I've never thought Joe talk too much. If I was going to critique Joe, not that I want to, although maybe I should get a spreadsheet and grade every aspect of his personality. Grade it. but if I was gonna critique Joe, I would not say talks too much is anywhere on my list. I've never been with Joe, and we've been in, like I was saying earlier, Joe and I have been in the car for like 10, 12 hours straight. I've never thought, well, this guy shut up. I always find Joe talks just the right amount.
Yeah.
That's you know why? Because I'm not, you know, it's tough when you go on working with a comic that's always on.
Ugh.
I mean, it gets to a point where you're trying to find a bridge abutment and just fucking end it.
But, you know, somebody has to perform at the roadside saloon, so you can't do that.
No, gig's a gig. You got to get there. But, no, I pontificate at the you know, on some subjects where, you know, there's a point where, like, all right, shut up, we heard you.
Yeah, I don't think of. I don't know. That's an interesting critique.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Angry,
think that
brusque, intolerant, ill-willed, wrong. All things I've thought about Joe at various occasions. Never thought, God, does he talk too much? Except when he's yelling at me. But that's just because, not that he's talking so much, I just don't like the content.
Because eventually I am right. So I
no, Joe. It doesn't work where if you start wrong, you work your way around back to right. It doesn't work. No. Do you think never talks too much.
No, I didn't think that.
You talk too much sometimes. Yeah. Not to us. To strangers. Like, I'm never with you and find you to talk. Because I can tune you out. But I never... and, you know, I'll check in and out with you. But no, I never find... Like, you talk... You, out of the three of us, you are the most talkative.
I am.
You are. I don't think I talk too much. Do I talk? Well, right now I am. But I have to.
No.
But I got to tell you, like, if I'm in a supermarket or something, I mind my... I don't even acknowledge them. But I think I told the story before. It was back in June... And the Mets had a ridiculous loss, and I'm listening to the game on the way to the supermarket, and I'm wearing this Mets shirt, and I walk in and I'm weighing my fruit, and this guy comes up to me and goes, "Man, the Mets," and I'm like, I go, "You can't win the game, you can't win the game." What and freaking they're saying there's no problem with the pitching. I go, and you know what the hell is going on? And the guy's looking at me, I open a can because I just got done listening to the game, you know. And I was pissed.
Apparently Joe was doing a talk radio while he was squeezing a cantaloupe.
yeah.
Quick, get us some fruit to squeeze.
Joe from the island calling in. What, you can't win? You can't pitch? You can't hit? Yeah, Joe, that's why they lost. That's all I had to say. First time, long time.
It's Joe the greengrocer with his tips.
Seriously. Joe with batting tips from the eggplant. All right. Let me sign off with this young lady.
Okay.
And let me take a break with you all.
Okay.
You all here. So on the break, and then I got to get us geared up. On the break, we got the Cathodes with Being Lonely, and you can learn more about them at creativeanddreamsmusicnetwork.com. And we got Jimmy DeLamar with I Gotta Know, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. When we come back, dance for that diploma, or don't. I don't know if you guys watched the video accompanied with the story.
I didn't see her dancing, though.
Well, she was doing something.
Okay.
It was a little too much, apparently.
Okay.
And hot betting. Maybe Joe will share some hot betting stories with us. You never know. And and Joe's in the barrel. I should play the music. And I hope there's a bed in that barrel. And much.
I should be in the barrel.
Well, I'm gonna have to cue that up. It's been years since we queued up the In the Barrel music.
Yeah.
You've done an excellent job of staying out of the barrel all these years.
Thank you.
Haven't even had to play the blah, blah, blah song.
I noticed.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe I'm just losing it. That's possible.
You're getting soft in your old age.
Well, I certainly am, especially around the middle. That's what happens. I guess me and the wife can talk about that when the daughter's gone. How fat I am. That'll be fun. All right.
How fat I am. How fat I'll be.